Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
People are hurting, people are searching, without hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Yeah. For our nation. For salvation. For deliverance.
Just pray.
Oh yeah. Just pray.
Coffee with Flavor. Come on in, sit down. Sorry that I'm opening the doors late. Excuse me. Ran into some technical difficulties. Of course, if I didn't hit the snooze button a few times, I would have been up earlier and realized that the power had gone out on the back side of our home where my office is. And so then I had to figure out which breaker switch it was because they're not marked, and get the heat going and get the computer up. And oh my gosh, it was acting like it was a turtle. It was moving so slow trying to get on. But I'm here. I'm a little late, but I figured, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this show. So I started out with a piece called Just Pray, and it's by my dear, dear friend, G. Wright, Gregory Wright, out there on the East Coast. And I just found it was fitting, you know, with the craziness that's going on in the world and in our families and in relationships. And I always believe in prayer, and I think that it's good to come together, even through music, to just be prayed up and pray for each other and pray for ourselves, you know, for a better day and to, you know, be protected, you know. And I find that there are people who do not believe in God, and I respect your wishes, but I think the bottom line is they do believe, and it's something that's uncomfortable. I really feel that, because when you watch people or you have conversations with people who say they don't believe, there's an essence about them that says that they do. So that's just my opinion. And, you know, that's how I do it. I share honestly from my heart. And sometimes people like it and some people don't. But anyway, welcome to Flav's house. And I'm glad I finally got online and all of that. I'm calling this Flav's House now, really pushing the brand of my coffee house, Flava Coffee House. And for those that are really close to me, and Black Stack started it, they call me Flav. It's never Lady Flava or Flava, it's Flav. And so my kids kind of call me Flav too. You know, it's kind of one of those, if mom doesn't answer, they go down the list of names. And so when I decided to kind of reinvent or redesign everything that I'm doing and focus on Flav a Coffee House, my oldest daughter Mariko said, "Mom, why don't you just call it Flav's House?" You know, and I thought that was cute. And so it'll be between Flava's House and Flav's House. And I still have promos for Flava News and Flava Marlex and all that, you know. But it's all under the umbrella of Flava Coffee House and always has been. So if you hear something that may sound a little off compared to what I'm going in the direction of now, just know it's a part of the essence of Flava Coffee House, and we'll get those things changed. So it's Monday morning. I hope that you had a great weekend. I hope that you woke up and first of all gave thanks for just simply waking up. And I hope that you have a smile on your face. If you don't, please, please get your attitude adjusted quickly. Maybe the shower can do it. Maybe getting on your knees and saying a prayer. Maybe some good music could help you do that. Let me see. What do I have that I could play for you this morning that should just make you so very, very, very happy? I have a bunch of new music, you know, that, you know, I'm able to break for you. And I'm like, what direction do I want to go, huh? What direction do I want to go? I think I'm going to go with Second Nature's My Favorite Things. Again, you're listening to Lady Flava and Morning Coffee with Flava.
On kittens, bright copper kettles, warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream colored ponies, crisp apple strudels, doorbells and playdough schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of
These are my favorite things. These are my favorite things. Rain that's all around your head. Those whiskers on Kent Hall. My bright copper kettle's a warm woolen knitwear. Thank you.
as it seems. Passionate desire, such blazing love and fire. This is not a dream, no, crazy as it seems. Use your imagination, let my love be your vacation.
Trying to diversify a few things for you this morning, give you a little taste, depending on what you like to start your day out with. In this last set, I played Second Nature with my favorite things, going into Drew Davis. He's got an event coming up out there in New York very, very soon. So check him out, please. Follow Drew Davis. That's D-R-U-E Davis. With his piece, Magic Man, going into My Baby Boy. I just love me some Sheldon Butler. I think he's just an absolutely amazing and all-around talented young man with his piece, You and I. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing. Kind of a slow start to this morning. I'm still trying to wake up. How about you? But you know what? Even if it's a struggle to wake up, we can still wake up with a smile on our face. And I do have a smile on my face, and I am so very happy to be here at Flay's house to hang out with you for an hour. It may go a little bit past what you hear live, but it definitely can be heard in the archives. I have a special piece to play for you this morning. I'm really excited and so very, very blessed to be, you know, the radio station that gets to break a lot of indie music. For the first time on the air, I'm going to play a piece by a new artist who's coming my way. I am so looking forward to her up-and-coming projects. I'm looking forward to getting to know her, having her on the leopard carpet so you can get to know her. An amazing talent out of Kenya who's right now in the Pacific Northwest. And her name is Naomi Wambo. And I'm going to play, I hope I say the name right. I am going to have to talk to her on the phone or in person to make sure that I'm pronouncing this correctly and even her name. But I want to say it is Niaje, and it's, again, Naomi Wambo from Kenya.
Mm-hmm. Ghetto star, I compose just leaves my enemies jaded. But I mean like jealousy, because their color is green. It's like a routine with the green to ease the district that I've seen. I used to sleep on the couch when I started with Missing Springs. Now my vision's not the only thing that's fit for a king. I've always been good with lyrics, I memorized the whole chronic. But in middle school, I'll admit, I used to be hooked on phonics. And I used to hate to play my instrument, but that's ironic, cause my vocals play on instruments and it comes out iconic. But enough with the past, so let's keep that shit behind us. If you don't know who's on the track, I feel like they're like reminders. It's D double easy, but you can say your highness. And third letter in the alphabet, but don't forget his minus. I get asked why I don't keep no company, but I'm like, my bad. Feel like half of them don't want you to succeed, but I'm like, my bad. And my conscience keeps telling, don't chase the green, but I'm like, my bad. I'm not hard to please, just keep the Cali green inside of my bag. I get asked why I don't keep no company, but I'm like, my bad. Feel like half of them don't want you to succeed, but I'm like, my bad. And my conscience keeps telling, don't chase the green, but I'm like, my bad. I'm not hard to please, just keep the Cali green inside of my bag. Now I don't wait for checks, I go and get it, I'm on the trail. My bad for all the days that I waited for it in the mail. You seem to think that I'm a fail as far as you can tell, but right as I started doing well, it's just like you and hell. Don't ask me if I seen your friend, I must have missed her. This life I'm on is going fast, but not too fast for pictures. The way I spent this game, you would think I was missing dentures. I sort of put my all into these scriptures, cause you are talking to a man with his back against the wall. I'm so ready to go to war and just sacrifice it all. You can tell that I'm warming up, I'm practicing just the ball. Cause when the championship rings, I swear that I won't miss my call. Man, I'm gonna make it whether if you're here or not. But before I get the game, it's foreplay, so I get it hot. Only way I can see me stopping is if I'm dead or shot. So if you're thinking you could bet against me, you better not. I get asked why I don't keep no company, but I'm like, my bad. Feel like half of them don't want you to succeed, but I'm like, my bad. And my conscience keeps telling, don't chase the green, but I'm like, my bad. I'm not hard to please, just keep the Cali green inside of my bag. I get asked why I don't keep no company, but I'm like, my bad. Feel like half of them don't want you to succeed, succeed, but I'm like my bad and my conscience keeps telling, don't chase the green, but I'm like my bad, I'm not hard to please, just keep it Cali green inside of my bag.
All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava at Flav's House. And in this last set, I played a special piece. And I'm really, really excited about this artist. She is absolutely beautiful in her pictures, and I love her sound. My group Black Stacks met her when they performed together at the Mataraca Festival here. One Voice Africa put on it was an amazing event. I had to make a really hard choice that day, was to be at Sherry Gordy's event or to go to Mataraca, and I chose to go to Sherry Gordy's, and I don't regret that, as I think that you could probably tell. Black Stacks and Naomi Wambo met at that particular event, and from there they decided they wanted to work together, and they did. But this piece was Naomi's, featuring our favorite trumpeter, Owara Runga. Is called Nyaji. I think that I'm saying it correctly. Then after that, I played Black Stacks' piece, Star, featuring Naomi Wambo. Love that piece. I love it. And then closing out that set with Walt D's with My Bad. I love playing music for you that just has meaning to it, that has a message to it. I also like playing pieces that are just simply fun. I'm kind of tired of the mess, you know, that has no substance, that really has no purpose, and it's just a noise to me. And I'm just going to keep it real. You know, there's certain music that I'm just not going to play. There's certain music I do have an opinion about. Now, I'm sure that there are people out there digging it, especially the ones creating it and their friends and all. And I'm sure that there is some place out there that'll play the music, you know, and I'm pretty selective, and most of the radio DJs are pretty selective in who they play. When you start building a reputation, you know, and you start being known for a certain style of radio shows and music that you play, you're kind of pushed in that direction. And so I kind of dig the direction that I'm being pushed in everything that I'm doing right now. I talk about self-care a lot because it's something that I've worked on, really, really worked on. Don't know why it took me to get into my 50s to really kind of get it. But I knew that the people that I encountered weren't necessarily going to do the work to make life better, not only for themselves, but for me. That I had to do something. You know, I have, you know, high blood pressure and things, and stress is really, really not good. A few years back, I was rushed to the hospital. They thought I was having a heart attack, and I wasn't. Thank God for that. But it made me really, really think about, what do I need to do to lessen the stress in my life, how I react to other people's stuff. Because it wasn't necessarily my stress that was stressing me out. It was other people's stuff. And I really had to start looking at, like, what can I do? Some of the people, of course, I have to deal with. You know, their family members, my children, you know. And other people just were not healthy for me. And, you know, I can love people from a distance. I can definitely appreciate and respect them, but I don't have to let them into my space. Even if my space simply is a phone or the internet, you know, I didn't have to let their stuff affect me. And when I started working on that and incorporating prayer and meditation into my life, I could say that it was like an overnight, you know, difference, and life became easier and lighter to me. And then I started watching other people, and I thought, gosh, if you would just incorporate a little bit of what I'm doing right now, I believe that you would feel better. I love seeing the positive posts and posts about prayer and meditation and things like that, letting go, forgiving. I love seeing all of that because I think it's really, really important. It's all about self-care. It's not about the other people. It's about self-care, and I think that once you get in tune with yourself and you make your life feel easier, it's going to get better, and doors will open up that maybe you were spending a lot of time focused on the negative and blocked your blessings. There are also those people that post up things, I think they think that they're being positive, but there's always a negative statement in with the positive statement. Have you seen those people? I don't know. I don't know what I think or feel about that. I get where they're coming from because I know some of the people personally or professionally, so I get where they're coming from, but I just don't feel necessarily good about that type of direction. But I want to play a few more tracks, and then this may run out in time because I think I do want to try to get in at least an hour show. So I appreciate everybody who hung out with me today, listening, starting your day with me, starting out this week with me. And I'm so glad to be back on the air. My baby boy, he's put a thorn in my side this morning, which I so appreciate. We're going to get to work on me getting on Soul City Radio too. So that's another place that some of the artists that come my way are going to be heard, Soul City Radio. So I'm going to jump into it by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. This is called Do Unto Others. And you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava at Flav's House.
left you here. Every time you think, your music comforts me inside. Let the sounds go round, making a sweet melody. Then whisper words of love and let the lyric flow from them naturally. At this time in your arms, I recover myself. I rest my head on your lap, and in seconds I'm a whole new man, and like a child I fall asleep. I've got a private sky where there is only a sun shining all the time. This daddy music comforts me inside. Let the sounds go round, making a sweet melody. Then whisper words of love and let the lyrics flow from them naturally. At this time in your own, I recover myself. I rest my head on your lap, and in seconds I'm a whole new man, and like a child I fall asleep. I've got a private sky where there is only a sun shining all the time. These days
Well, we've come to the end of Morning Coffee with Blava. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Spread the word. This is what I'm going to do every Monday morning to kind of start the first part of the week with you, and hopes that I can share something, you know, with you to inspire you, to make you smile, to help you understand you're the one who has the power over yourself. We give so much power to other people that they don't even deserve that recognition. Even if it's negative, they don't deserve that recognition. So find it in your heart to just know who you are, to know what you want to think and feel, and then do simple things. But just maybe even starting out the day by being grateful. Find something that you're grateful for in that day and in that moment. And when you focus on that, trust and believe, it just kind of builds. That good feeling kind of builds. So as you start this day and go look in the mirror, know that that person looking back at you loves you and thinks you are absolutely amazing. And then as you start this day, I really suggest that you share a smile with somebody, especially somebody that you don't know. You just don't know how that simple act of kindness can make a difference in somebody's day. Sometimes it's just that feeling that somebody saw me. Do you know how many people walk around this earth feeling that they're invisible? But with a smile, you are acknowledging that you see them. And that is a beautiful, beautiful gift. I love you. I thank you for your support. I thank you for hanging out with me at the coffee house. And let's just keep doing this and uplifting each other and bringing you good, good, amazing, independent music. Thank you and have a great, great day. Oh, before I end the show, let me tell you who I played, right? I played Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Do Unto Others, going into my dear friend down there in Brazil, Chuck Eaton with Private Sky, and closing out this last set, the beautiful, beautiful lady out of Spain, Nancy Ruth with Sigo Viendo. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. Have a great day.